Thank you. First of all, regarding the youth service tonight, here's a new sign-up sheet for February 22nd. And this youth service is open to all school-age youth of Liberty Baptist Church. Matthew and Darius, if you guys want to preach or do something, I'll pick you up. If you want to, sometime in the future, I'll pick you up and we go over how to prepare a message and stuff. Okay? This is open to everybody. So the sign-up sheet will be back at the, I'll put it back here for now, but it's taped up on the door in the pastor's office for the youth service for anybody, all school-age kids who would be interested. You look like you're interested. Yeah, there's a sign-up sheet back there, Andrew. That'll be good. And those involved with the youth service, if you'd please be here a half hour early tonight, and we can go over, you know, get this fitted and stuff like that. And Charles will go over the music with a music guy and the specials and things, the order of service. And the Super Bowl falls on our potluck this February. Pat and Dale Williams have opened their homes to those who would like to watch a Super Bowl at their home in the evening there at the regular time. They won't be recording it this year because we'll be watching it live. So we appreciate that, Pat and Dale. Thank you. And also, the Sunday school department has got some people out, whether it be sickness or babies or different things like that, operations. If anyone would like to help with the Missions Month decorating, please see me or actually Sarah Diskustoff is the one that needs help. Also, you could talk to her about decorating a room. There's different rooms with different countries. So if the kids go to a country every month, and it's portrayed as that country, and they can see the living conditions and the culture of that country where our missionaries are. And last couple weeks, we've been having people present some ministries in this church, and we've had one of the Sunday school teachers present the ministry, and last week was a nursery, I believe. What was last week? The nursery? What was it? What's that? 2 weeks ago was nursery, yeah. And then Sunday school. And then today we got Steve Laprime presenting the 2 and 3 year old children's ministry. Steve?
Two and 3 year olds is a good time. Let me tell you. And I know what you're thinking. A guy like this is watching those kids. It's true. And we love to corrupt them one Sunday a month. We give them candy. We don't give them candy. We give them snacks, though. We give them juice. And we just basically let them play. And we make sure that they're watched so their parents can come up here and enjoy a service. It's pretty simple. We have 4 or 5... groups of two people, I guess you call it, or couples that come and watch, right, or watch the kids right now. And we'll take teens. We'll take married couples. We'll take anybody. We'll pair you up with somebody so you're never alone. And it's just a nice time. Those kids they're just great kids. And it's a good way to meet other families in the church as far as, you know, hey, they're going to trust you with their children. And that's a little risky. No, I'm just kidding. It's a good time. I just love it. I think I get to goof off more than they do, and I think that's what's fun about it. My kids are all getting bigger, and they're all going to leave the house soon, and I'm looking forward to that. No, but they're just great kids, and it's fun. And I urge you, if you want to just be a part of this, just ask. You can ask me. You can ask Pastor Russ. I think we have it to where everybody just does one Sunday a month right now, and we had it at one point where it was people doing one Sunday every 2 months. So, you know, things fluctuate, and that's cool. So just come on over. It's no pressure, just a nice time, and the kids are just a blessing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Steve. If you'll open your Bibles this morning to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. At the very end of the 1 Chronicles chapter 29. I should say it's at the very end of 1 Chronicles, the chapter 29. This is the last sermon on stewardship. Stewardship. When we're a steward of something, we're a manager of something. Stewardship involves administration. God allows us to manage what is His. Let's see, 1 Chronicles chapter 29. First week of this month, we looked at the genesis of stewardship. We looked at it, the attitude one a steward must have, a wise steward must have, is to realize that God created everything. God created the heavens and the earth. And because God created everything, God is the owner of everything. And God is a sovereign owner of everything. God rules and reigns. And God does not answer to anybody, and He decides to hold one thing back. He decided to hold one tree back for Adam and Eve, and He is sovereign. He did that because He is God. And God has created all things. He owns all things. And then we saw the adversary to stewardship, how Satan came and had Eve question the one thing that was held back. And we saw how Satan has us focus on the one thing that's held back. And God is the owner of everything. He entrusts us with what's left, with what He doesn't hold back. And He expects us to be wise stewards of what He owns, which is everything. We saw the accountability of stewardship, how God gives according to our ability, and He rewards according to our faithfulness. And God expects us to maximize what we are given to manage. He does not expect us to be complacent. He expects us to maximize what He's given us to manage. He expects us to be content with what we have, but He does not want us to sit back and be complacent. We have a job to do. We're accountable. He expects us to be faithful. He wants us to be good stewards of what is His. And that's what we learned when we looked at the genesis of stewardship. 2 weeks ago, we looked at the encompasses of stewardship. We looked at our time, how we have 25,000 days on an average life. And we said, like the psalmist says, teach me, O Lord, to number my days. We looked at not only what stewardship encompasses as far as time, but we looked at talents, at gifts. Every gift we have, the Holy Spirit gives us. Every talent we have, God bestowed that blessing on us, and we're expected to be good stewards with what He gives us in the area of talents and gifts. And then we saw treasure, time, the encompasses of stewardship, time, talents, and treasure. He gives us, the Bible says, the power to get wealth. And we saw in the book of Malachi that all these things, time, talents, and treasures, He has given us to be a delight to those around us, to be a pleasure to those around us, to bring glory and honor to God Almighty to those around us. Last week we learned about the common senses of stewardship. I had talked about how my dad, my earthly father, Bill McCurdy, whom we were scared of, whom we feared. He gave us a roof over our head. He gave us meals to eat. He took us hunting. He took us fishing. He blessed us beyond all measure. Of course, when we were kids, we didn't understand it. But my dad gave us a job to do, and that was to haul brush. Kira, when your dad or mom gives you a job to do, what are you expected to do? You're supposed to do it. There you go. We're supposed to do it. And we talked about how when the three McCurdy kids got together, we didn't do it. Why? Because we're boys, because we're kids, and because we're McCurdy kids. We disobeyed, and that was not did not set right with Dad. He told us to do something, and if we didn't get it done in a reasonable amount of time, there would be punishment. But the kid who did get his brush pulled, he got reward. He got to go down to Dad, work on engines and stuff, and then maybe get a salted nut roll on the way back home. That's only common sense and reasonable. That God would expect us to be good stewards with what He gives us, to be good stewards with what He blesses us. And this week is going to be a biggie. This week we're going to learn the purposes of stewardship. And it's going to be different than what we've seen before. It's going to be different than what I've seen preached before. The purposes of stewardship. First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1. First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1. Furthermore, David the king said to all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. Oh, the work is great. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for the things made of gold, the silver for the things of silver, brass for the things of brass, and iron for the things of iron, wood for the things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glistering stones and diverse colors, and of all manners of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of mine own proper good of gold, silver, which I have given to the house of my God. Verse 4, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the houses withal. The gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, and all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. Who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel, and captains of thousands and hundreds, and the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly and gave for the service of the house of God. Of gold, 5,000 talents, of 10,000 drams, and silver, 10,000 talents. Verse 9, then the people rejoiced. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with a perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Verse 10, wherefore David blessed the Lord before the congregation, and David said, praying to Lord God Almighty, blessed thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches, verse 12, and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and give great strength unto all. Verse 13, now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. God, I ask that you please help us, Lord. Help us be a church of good stewards. Help us be a good church with what you've given us to be stewardship over. Help us, Lord, to see the ultimate purpose of stewardship. Help us to glorify you, Lord. Please forgive us of our sins. Lord, I pray that we have a burden for those around us in town and around the world. Thank you, God, for loving us. I ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to look at the prerequisite of wise stewardship, the parameters of stewardship, and the purposes of stewardship this morning. David is dying. David wanted to build a temple for the Lord God Almighty. David wanted to build a temple for Jehovah God, but God said no. Notice in chapter 28, verse 3. But God said unto me, thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war, and thou hast shed blood. So David is dying. He cannot build the temple of God, so he gives the responsibility of building the house of God, the temple of the Lord, to Solomon and to the people that Solomon has over him. David says, I'm going off the scene. Now, I've stockpiled these certain things to build the house of God. But Solomon is going to be responsible for building the temple. And then he prays. And he shows us the prerequisite of wise stewardship. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11. The prerequisite for wise stewardship, he recalls that God is owner of all. Verse 11, thine, O Lord, is greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. It's all his. None of it's ours. He gives us certain things. He gives us blessings. He gives us the power to get wealth. He holds something back. He expects us to be wise stewards with the rest that he entrusts us with, because he's the owner. Not only recall that God is the owner of everything, but God is the giver of all. Verse 12, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and thine hand is the power and might. And in thine hand it is great, and to give strength unto all. God not only is the owner of all, the giver of all, but he has a purpose for all. Verse 16, O Lord God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee a house. It's all. All that he's given us is to build him a house. For thine holy name cometh of thine hand, and all is thine own. It's all his. He created all. It's all his. He gave it all. And it's for the purpose to build a house that he get the glory. Not only does he want us to recall those things, but he wants us to remember that stewardship is a heart matter. Underline that somewhere. Stewardship is a heart matter. Many times we hear preaching, many times we read books, many times we listen to the radio, many times we listen to friends, and they say that stewardship is all about the money. Stewardship is not all about the money. Church is not all about asking for money. Stewardship is about souls. We're to build a house of God. That's why he gave us all these things. It's about souls. It's about people going to heaven or people going to hell. It's about people being a child of God or having no hope. Stewardship is about souls. And the purpose, to build God a house, and it's a heart matter. Where are our hearts this morning? Verse 9, it's a heart matter. Verse 9, then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly. Because with a perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Notice a perfect heart. And when we give willingly, not because we have to, or because pastor's preaching on it again, or because we got to give money, or because we're expected to, when we give willingly, from our heart, with a perfect heart, we can rejoice. We can praise God for everything He's given us. We can praise God for eternal life. We can praise God for loving us. And we can praise God that He entrusts us with the 90% to be wise stewards, to build His house, to bring Him glory. Stewardship is about bringing honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Stewardship involves giving willingly with a perfect heart. And who gets the blessing? We get to rejoice. God doesn't have an abacus. When we give willingly, I don't know how it works, but God provides. He created everything. You know what? I guess He can provide everything. And we can rejoice. Remember that stewardship is a heart matter with a perfect heart. What about a tried heart? Verse 17, I know also, my God, that Thou triest the heart. God tests the heart. Not only does God test the heart, He allows us to test our own hearts. I am the first to say that it is not easy sometimes to be faithful, to be a faithful steward. Especially when I first started out. I did not give willingly, I gave grudgingly because I thought, oh, I have to. And there's been times in my life when things have gotten tight and I thought, okay. But I'm so glad God's patient with me. I'm so glad God tried my heart instead of wiping me off the face of the earth. I'm glad God allowed me to put my faith in Him. And I'm glad God allows me to rejoice when I give willingly. It's about a perfect heart. It's about a tried heart. We got to remember that stewardship is a heart matter, also in the area of a prepared heart. Look at verse 18. O Lord God of Abraham and Isaac and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart for Thy people and prepare their heart unto Thee. When we have the invitation, like I say, this is going to be a different service than I've ever seen before. Maybe someone else has done it before. I don't know. But I want us as a church, as a house of God, to ask God to prepare our hearts. Ask God to prepare our hearts in the area of stewardship, specifically in the stewardship of time. Time is oh so valuable. We need to ask God to prepare our hearts. And we're going to be given the tools necessary to be good stewards, to be wise stewards at the time that the Lord allows us. Prepare our hearts to be compassionate toward those around us. Jesus Christ gave His life willingly. I'm going to ask the Lord to prepare my heart to give Him my time and what He's given me willingly. We've looked at the prerequisite of wide stewardship. What about the parameters of stewardship? Verse 7 of 1 Chronicles 29. Verse 7. Nope, verse 5. Verse 5. The gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of the artificers. Artificers! Hey, these guys had talents. They were given gifts by God. So we see the parameter stewardship here, talents. And look what it says when it comes to talents here. People with specific gifts to do certain things for building the house of God. And look at verse 5 again. And who then is willing to consecrate his service? God's given all of us a gift, at least one gift, if not many. How many of us are willing to consecrate or dedicate our service to build the house of God, to bring glory and honor to Him? What else do we see in the parameters of stewardship? And verse 7, and gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams of silver, 10,000 talents. There we see treasure. We see time. We see treasure. We see talents here. We'll get to the time here just a little bit. The parameters of stewardship, talent, treasure, and now time. Verse 5. Verse 5 of 1 Chronicles chapter 29. The gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, and all manner of work to be made by the hands of the artificers. Talents. He's given us gifts. Who then is willing to consecrate his service this day? This day. Now is the accepted time, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians. Now is the day of salvation. We need to consecrate and dedicate our time for the service of the Lord today. And not wait. When is God coming back? I don't know. When is our neighbor going to die? I don't know. But I know I need to operate and dedicate and consecrate my life to His service now, because that man next door, that woman down the street, the lady behind the counter may not have tomorrow. We have got to work today. We see the parameter of stewardship in time. Look at verse 15. Turn to verse 15 if you will. For we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow. We only have so much time to serve the Lord. Our time is short. Redeeming the time, the book of Ephesians says, to rescue from loss that time. A shadow. This is how fast a shadow. Sun shining, you got a beautiful shadow. What happens when a cloud comes over? Just like that. It is G-O-N, gone. Time is short. I use the letters G-O-N because usually the teenagers correct me. And we have a G-O-N-E, it's gone. Time is short. The parameters of stewardship, time, talent, and treasure. And now the purposes of stewardship. Verse 16. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee a house for thine holy name come of thine hand and is all thine own. The purpose of stewardship is to build a house of God, because the house of God is a place for service. Once again, verse 5, for his service. Verse 7, and gave for the service of the house of God. This house of God is a place for service. We want to serve the Lord. We've got to go to, more or less go to the house of God to serve the Lord, to teach, to work nursery to 2 and 3 year olds, for all myriads of different ministries in the house of God, besides witnessing on our own. The house of God is also for perfection of hearts. Verse 18, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. This is where we hear the word of God preached. This is where we can come to have God speak to us from the reading of the holy word of God. This is where we go for the preparation of hearts. The house of God is where we preach the gospel. Part of building a house. The house of God is people. The only way we can build a house is that we reach people for the cause of Christ. For the redemption, the Bible says, of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. Jesus Christ died once. There's no more sacrifice for sin. If you're here this morning, you know not Christ as Savior. Know that the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's no other way to heaven besides Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you're here this morning and you do not know that heaven is your home, the Bible says you can know heaven is your home. For by grace you're saved through faith. It's putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That's what the house of God is for. It's for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. How Jesus Christ died, how He's buried for 3 days and three nights. Yea, He rose again in fulfillment of the Scriptures. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Turn your attention to verse 1. The purposes of stewardship is a place of service, a perfection of hearts, to preach the gospel. And number one purpose of stewardship is in verse 1. Furthermore, David the king said to all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. For the palace is not for man, it's for God. Purposes of stewardship is to build a palace. A palace of worship. Worship is associated with sacrifice. Jesus Christ went to the cross for our sins and died a horrible, cruel death. And He wants us to build Him a palace. A palace for the Lord God Almighty and not for ours. A palace for the salvation of souls, which is close to the heart of God, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of His saints. The purposes of stewardship include building a palace for worship. We've looked at the purposes of stewardship regarding building the house of God. A place of service for the preparation and perfection of hearts, to preach the gospel, and ultimately to build a house of God as a palace of worship. We're going to have the ushers go to the back and get the offering plates. How many of us have been in a position where we know we need to call somebody, but when we remember to call them, we don't have a phone? Or it's not a good time to call somebody. But when we have ample time to call somebody, we forget to call somebody. We've all been there. I believe that the heart of Liberty Baptist Church is to see people saved. I believe that the heart of Liberty Baptist Church is to build a house of God, a palace of worship. But how many times have I been out and about and I said, man, I need to give that person a tract. And guess what? Guess who's got no tract? Me. Has anyone else been there before? You just don't have it with. What we're going to do is we're going to pass out tracts in groups of, we have the ushers come forward, and we're going to pass the offering plates. And this is an offering, not of money. When we take a set of 10 tracts, it's going to be an offering of our time to the Lord. Time. Time is so valuable. We need to be wise stewards of our time. When we're at the grocery store, I'll give you a little hint. When you're at the grocery store and you're in line, don't give a tract to the person in front of you, because invariably they'll need to get change. And then you're standing there trying to think of something to say because it's uncomfortable. I give tracts to the person behind me as I'm heading out. I got my bags, got the money. Oh, hey, can I invite you to church? They take the tract. You're gone. We can put our tracts in magazines at the doctor's offices. We can give our tracts to the person behind the counter at Town Pump. Hey, can I invite you to church? Sure. What in? And they take, and you're gone. It's being, we are there anyway. We are at that place anyway. It's a wise use of time. We're being wise stewards of time. So when we take from the offering plate, we're offering the Lord the service of our time. We're saying, Lord, I want to be a wise steward of your time to build not only a house of God, but a palace of worship. And then after we take those tracts, we're going to open it up for invitation. And I ask that we pray as a church, as a people of God, to help build and be wise stewards and help build a palace of worship and get serious and get our hearts right with God and have our hearts break for it breaks the heart of God. So could we have the piano play while we're passing out the tracts and the offering of our time? Go ahead. I think we could pass out 10 tracts you don't have to take them. Okay, it's not compulsory. But I think we could pass out 10 this week, each and every one of us. Said before, God tests our hearts, and sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's hard to be a good stewardship, especially with this time here with the tracts and whatever the intimidation factor is, it or whatever it may be why we don't give someone a tract. I think let's ask God to break down that barrier, to give us the boldness, to give us the compassion. hand others a tract, just 10 people this week. Slip it in a magazine, like I said before, but to, so that somebody gets the gospel of Jesus Christ. During the invitation, let's pray and ask God to break down those walls. Ask God to forgive us as a church for not building the palace of worship like we should or could. And thank God for what He's done for us on the cross. What song are we going to sing? Page 17. For your patience, for your willing to listen this last month. And I thank most of all for the Lord God Almighty. We have hope. And we can rejoice. I'm so glad that He saved my soul. Brother Bill Haslip, would you close us in prayer, please?